In this bulletin, China warns Australia over a writer charged with spying. NAPLAN tests give high school students a literacy fail. And a new report highlights the importance of diversity and inclusion in Australia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The latest national test results have revealed the writing skills of Year 7 and 9 students have gone backwards over the past decade. According to the preliminary results from this year's NAPLAN test, Year 7 and 9 achievements in writing were below the 2011 average. There were better results in primary schools compared to the 2008 average. Students performed better for Years 5 numeracy and Year 3 and 5 reading the NAPLAN tests, along with Years 3 and 5 spelling and Year 3 grammar. Education Minister Dan Tehan has defended the NAPLAN tests, which have come under criticism from teacher unions. Mr Tehan has told the ABC Australia wouldn't know the performance of its school students without them. Meanwhile, opposition education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says the results reflect the government's failure to address problems in the system.
We see a government that has cut billions from schools, cut billions from TAFE and universities, and is reducing the opportunity that our school students have to go on to a successful job because they're cutting funding to TAFE and universities as well as schools.
China has issued a warning for Australia to respect its judicial sovereignty and not interfere in the case of Chinese-Australian writer and democracy advocate charged with spying. Academic Yang Hengzhun could face the death penalty if the charges against him stand, and Australian legal experts have called for the federal government to intervene. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says the 53-year-old is in good health and his rights are being fully and lawfully guaranteed. His barrister, Julia McMahon, says there's no evidence to support the allegation his client is a spy.
This certainly has the potential to become a very serious case. I'm not a political commentator and I'm not an expert on China, but anyone watching the news can see the sense of oppression with regard to writers and democracy thinkers, human rights lawyers and so on, is certainly growing and becoming more and more serious.
Mr Yang's wife, Huan Ruzhan, who is an Australian permanent resident, has been barred from leaving China. She says there's no basis for the charges against her husband. Espionage is punishable by death in China. A new SBS Commission report has found a stronger focus on social inclusion in Australia has the potential to lift the nation's GDP by almost $12.7 billion a year. While previous studies have shown workplace inclusion has improved over time, the Deloitte report says there's still significant scope for improvement. Workforce participation of people with a disability is almost 30% below those without a disability. The gender pay gap remains at about 15%, and reported experiences of discrimination because of ethnic origin or religion has more than doubled between 2007 and 2017. SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the report demonstrates greater inclusivity is not only a public benefit but also a major economic opportunity.
Well, Australia has a well-earned reputation as being both a multicultural and inclusive society, a place where irrespective of who you are or where you're born or what you believe, you can participate. What this Deloitte report demonstrates in economic terms is that we can do better. And if we can create teams and workplaces and communities that are more diverse and more inclusive, there's economic benefit for all Australians, not just those who are being included.
Virgin Australia will slash 750 corporate and head office jobs after posting a full year loss of more than $349 million. Under the restructure, the company says it will seek to more closely integrate the functions of Virgin Australian Airlines, Virgin Australian Regional Airlines and Tiger Air Australia. The airline recorded its seventh consecutive annual loss despite revenue rising 7.5% to more than $5.8 billion. The job cuts are expected to save the company $75 million by the end of the 2020 financial year. To sport, and in tennis, Jordan Thompson has become the third Australian to advance to the US Open men's singles. Thompson downed world number 44 Hua Susa in straight sets and will face Italy's Matteo Berrettini in the next round. Eighth-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas has crashed out of the tournament and fallen foul of US Open officials. Tsitsipas fell to Russian Andrei Rublev and unleashed a tirade against the chair umpire, calling him a weirdo after he refused extra time to change his bandana. The Greek also received a time violation and a coaching warning over his father's behaviour in the player's box. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 27. There are showers in Adelaide and 14. In Melbourne, much the same, 15. Showers also for Hobart and 14. A sunny afternoon for Canberra, 16. A shower or two clearing in Wollongong, 19 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, 20. 20 as well. In Newcastle, similar conditions. In Brisbane, a shower or two with a storm, 26. It's sunny in Cairns and it's also sunny in Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News. We'll be right back.